Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lemaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Davis. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mark Davis. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Rainey. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires to first and has Dernier trapped. There's the throw to Lemaster, who tags Dernier for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matthews tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowa moves to second. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Dernier reaches third base with a triple. Bowa scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Say is hit by the pitch. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say moves to second. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Lake reaches second base with a double. Say scores. Moreland moves to third. It's 9-0, Cubs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-0 in the game. Rainey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Say strikes out. 1 out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Durham moves to third. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10 to nothing, Cubs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive towards short. Bauer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0 for 1 in the game. Rainey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Rabb pinch hits for Mark Davis. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb hits a line drive towards third. Say reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Lurch now pitching. John Rabb now catching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Durham strikes out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Say hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Henry Cotto now playing left field. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Trillo moves to third. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trillo scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 10-1, Cubs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver tags and scores. One out. It's 10-2, Cubs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Youngblood moves to third. It's 10-3, Cubs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field. Moreland picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moreland. Youngblood scores. Lurch moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. It's 10-4, Cubs. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Lurch. The throw to Rainey covering the plate. The slide. Lurch is out. Two outs. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. It's 10-5, Cubs. Warren Bruss star now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabb moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Bruss star is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruss star strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Cubs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Baker moves to third. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from Lake and he is safe. Youngblood steals second. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lurch strikes out. Two outs. Gene Richards pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Fran Mullins now playing shortstop. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dernier hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Say takes first base on ball four. Cotto moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rabb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabb moves to third. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabb scores. Davis moves to second. It's 10-7, Cubs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and San Francisco Giants, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.